Hi everyone, welcome to the second episode of The Group Therapy. I am Mary. On this episode, we will be sharing Mila's eating disorder story with you, our lovely listeners. So this is a trigger warning. I will be mentioning disordered eating behaviors. Let's get started. Mila is a ballerina who has graduated from university. Her parents got divorced 4 years ago. Now she lives with her mother. She also has a married brother, who is 7 years older than her. Her hobbies are spending time with her friends, playing games on the phone, and performing ballet. She also says her skateboard also gets added on the list often. She has been doing ballet since she was only 5. She also did Eurythmics for years. So as you all might guess, ballet and Eurythmics had affected Mila about her body image. She always had to be careful of what she ate. It doesn't matter how tired you get both mentally and physically. You had to have a great-looking body always, she says. She has met bulimia before a year. She didn't know about her diagnosis at first. Her mother took her to a therapist because she was very concerned about Mila's behavior, especially the way she kept throwing up very often. When she told her therapist about it, she thought it was all because of her anger and feelings. But after telling with all the details that she was eating like crazy whenever she gets mad and throws up right after, her therapist told her it was an illness called bulimia nervosa. She started taking antidepressants after the first session. Since she kept purging, she lost a few kilograms. She kept herself hungry for a few days and then had a huge binge eating attack. Then she realized this behavior made her lose weight, so she kept doing it. But she didn't know how tired she looked, and so to say, that she looked like a ghost. Her family and her friends were very worried about her. Her doctor didn't like the way she was going and told her that she had to get hospitalized. So she did, for a month. She stopped losing weight during her stay, but of course, she didn't like that. So she started calculating calories to control her weight. Even though it didn't have any calories, she still tried to calculate the water she drank. But since she stopped throwing up and made her doctor believe that she was stabilized, she got discharged. She wanted to get discharged because she believed that she could handle it on her own, but she couldn't. So now she says, when looking back, I wish I still stayed till I got better. She was doing fine after getting discharged. She was working with her therapist and her dietitian, and their aim for her was that she wouldn't lose any more weight. But Mila misunderstood things, and her mind made her believe that her recovery team was trying to make her gain weight. So things started to get worse. It had been a month since she was discharged, and Mila started to purge, even after drinking water. Again, binge eating attacks kept following her not eating for days. She also started using laxative pills. She was chewing gums not to eat, and she didn't even take her medication properly. So she lost a few more kilograms. Then she was hospitalized for a month again. She wants to say that even though the hospital stay was tough, she had amazing friends that has become her best friends now. After a month, not having her phone with her, having her toilet locked, she couldn't handle being in the hospital and lied about being fine and not throwing up, just to be able to get discharged. As she says, being in the hospital while her friends were free and able to go out was a torture. Even though her family and doctors not wanting her to get discharged, she begged and got discharged. During her stay, she increased purging 4 times a week instead of 10 times a day, until she went on a vacation with her best friends. When she went on a vacation with her friends, she drank a lot of alcohol. Just to be able to do that, she didn't even take her medication either. Alcohol made her feel even more hungry than she already was. And she had binge eating attacks, and after each one, she kept purging many times. When her therapist and family learned about this, they wanted her to get hospitalized one more time, so for the 3rd time. But she didn't want to. So she begged for another chance to get everything better. Now she is trying to put everything right. She doesn't drink alcohol and take laxative pills anymore. She tries not to calculate grams and calories. Thanks to her best friend, she also deleted the calorie counter app from her phone. She still keeps chewing gum uncontrollably, but she hopes that will get better soon too. And she adds, I believe that I will be able to bring back the old strong Mila. I will end my talk calling out all the people who have bulimia or any kind of eating disorders. Please don't listen to the voice in your head trying to control you. Listen to the one that is trying to save you and wants you to be strong, and never give up for both yourself and your loved ones. If you listened till now, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to Mila's story. Can't wait to meet you with another episode soon. Take care.